10. The Lanananduk Worlds. The third group of seven worlds in the Salvinton circuit of 70 planets, with their respective 42 satellites, constitute the Lanananduk cluster of administrative spheres. On these realms the experienced Lanananduks belonging to the X-system sovereign chorus officiate as administrative teachers of the ascending pilgrims and the seraphic hosts. The evolutionary mortals observe the system administrators at work on the system capitals, but here they participate in the actual coordination of the administrative pronouncements of the 10,000 local systems. These administrative schools of the local universe are supervised by a chorus of Lanananduk sons who have had long experience as system sovereigns and as constellation counselors. These executive colleges are excelled only by the administrative schools of ENSA. While serving as training spheres for ascending mortals, the Lanananduk worlds are the centers for extensive undertakings having to do with the normal and routine administrative operations of the universe. All the way into paradise, the ascending pilgrims pursue their studies in the practical schools of applied knowledge, actual training, and really doing the things they are being taught. The universe educational system sponsored by the Melchizedeks is practical, progressive, meaningful, and experiential. It embraces training in things material, intellectual, moral, and spiritual. It is in connection with these administrative spheres of the Lanananduks that most of the savage sons of that order serve as custodians and directors of planetary affairs. And these defaulting planetary princes and their associates in rebellion who choose to accept the proffered rehabilitation will continue to serve in these routine capacities, at least until the universe of Nibudan is settled in light and life. Many of the Lanananduk sons in the older systems, however, have established wonderful records of service, administration, and spiritual achievement. They are a noble, faithful, and loyal group, notwithstanding their tendency to fall into error through fallacies of personal liberty and fictions of self-determination. Sponsored by the Chief of Archangels acting by authority of Gabriel of Salvington.